Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're beginning Simin Kuf Pei Hei, based on a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Tes Vav, and that is the Gemara Brachos Tes Vav, says some of us were Zocha to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema tonight. So Shema, Shetzarech La'ashmi'a La'oznav, the Gemara says, L'chadchili is supposed to be Mashmi'a La'oznav, when you say Shema. But the Gemara points out that even though the halacha is that when it comes to other Brachos, and Birchas Hamazon, you don't have to. It's not Ma'akev that you be Yotze, but L'chadchila you should be Mashmi'a La'oznav, you should say Birchas Hamazon out loud. So that is going to be one of the sets of halachos that we're going to discuss, as the Koteret writes, L'varach Birchas Hamazon Kol Ram, as well as Birchas Hamazon Nemra B'chol Lashon. So two halachos. Number one, Birchas Hamazon could be said in any language. Number two, we see the Mechaber says, Sarach Sheyashmi'a La'oznav. Mishnah Berura tells us that Birchas Hamazon could be said in any Lashon. Chazal, this is a Gemara in Sota, that says, Uveirachta. So B'chol Lashon, She'ata Mevarech, is going to be acceptable for Birchas Hamazon. The Bach writes that this is Mitzad Adin, but the Mitzvah Min HaMufchar is to say in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, what about an individual who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah mentions over here. V'davka shemeivin ba'osel Lashon, in the only time you could be Yotze with any Lashon is if you understand that Lashon. So if you wrote out for me in English letters French, I would not be Yotze the Bechol Lashon. I need to understand it. What would you say in regards to Lashon HaKodesh? What would the halacha be as far as Lashon HaKodesh is concerned? What happens if I don't understand Lashon HaKodesh? So, in the Be'er Halacha earlier, in Simin Kuf Aleph, he writes that someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, it could very well be, in terms of Hilchos Kavana, it's better for him to say it in Shar Lashonos, not to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. On the other hand, if it's an individual who doesn't have a lot of kavana, that's how the Be'er Halacha over there breaks it down. He says, then Lashon HaKodesh has many skulos, because it's the Lashon HaKodesh Baruch who spoke with his Nevi'im, and so on and so forth. So presumably, a similar discussion would also apply over here. And that is that when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, someone who has good, appropriate kavana, so then it could very well be that l'chatchila he should do it in English according to the Chafetz Chaim. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzal Shlita points out that this yisod of the Chafetz Chaim, the way the Chafetz Chaim says this out in the Be'er Halacha and Simin Kuf Aleph, is against the way Reb Chaim learned the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the first bracha, the halacha, is that kavana is ma'akev entirely. And if you don't have kavana in the first bracha, you're not yotze. By Shmon Esrei, we're talking Shmon Esrei right now. However, the rest of Shmon Esrei, so their kavana is lechatchila. Reb Chaim also wrote that there's a stira in the Rambam, that the Rambam in another place says that kavana is ma'akev legarmi. So the way Reb Chaim is miyashiv is that when the Rambam said that the first bracha is ma'akev, the Rambam was talking about the kavanas hamilim, and that is that you know what you're saying. There the first bracha is ma'akev. However, for the rest of Shmon Esrei, when he says it's ma'akev, it's Perek Dalet versus Perek Yud in Hilchos Tefillah, so there the Rambam is talking about the cognizance that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There that's ma'akev throughout Tefillah. That was Reb Chaim's answer. So Reb Nevenzal Shlita astutely points out that you see from Reb Chaim's understanding B'das HaRambam that when it comes to the first bracha, that it's ma'akev that if you don't understand the words. So that's against the Mishnah Berurah's approach. The Mishnah Berurah's approach was that the Lashon HaKodesh would be acceptable in the first bracha. It's just a question of someone who has higher kavana. So then, in such a case, then it could very well be he should say it in English. However, clearly, according to Mishnah Berurah, you'd be yotze if it's in Lashon HaKodesh. However, according to Reb Chaim B'das HaRambam, that the Pirush HaMilim is going to be ma'akev in the first bracha. And therefore would come out a nafgamina in Hilchos Kiruv. And that is, if you're teaching someone who hasn't yet had the schus to learn, to know Lashon Kodesh, he doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh, at this stage, is Chinese for him. God willing, if he keeps it up, it won't be Chinese to him. But at this stage, it's Chinese for him. So what's better for him to daven? Is it better for him to use a transliteration Hebrew, Shmones, or is it better for him to daven in English? So according to Reb Chaim, he should daven in English, because then he'll understand. According to the Mishnah Brura, there's room to negotiate. It could be that it's fine for him to daven in Lashon Kodesh without him understanding at all. So fascinating nafkamina. That nafkamina, though, is not nogea, our sugya tonight, because that is in regards to tefillah. That chumra, the Rambam was a chumra in tefillah. However, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, then it would seem that even Reb Chaim would agree that it's only a question of kavana. If the individual feels that his kavana would be better b'chol lashon, the Gemara in Sota tells us that you could be yotze birchas hamazon b'chol lashon. However, stam, it would seem that everybody would agree that even if he doesn't understand the words, he'd be yotze if it's in lashon kodesh. Okay, so in Siv Beis we have the halacha tzar shiyashmiya la'oznav. By the way, the Mishnah Brura then goes on and he says one should be careful to say Birchas HaMazon B'toch HaSidur. Of course, there's a well-known story about that Rav Shach said that his big Kabbalah of the year was to have Birchas HaMazon from a Siddur. His example was that the Kabbalah doesn't have to be a big thing. It's something that a person's committed to do. Sometimes we bite off more than we could chew, starting with small things. And the Mishnah Brura quotes a Sefer Charedim that speaks about terrible things that could chas v'chalil happen to a person if he doesn't bench b'kavana. And I think we should use this as a quick moment to be mechazik ourselves in terms of benching. For those of us who have busy days, myself included, that we're sometimes nichshal and really running through benching. And benching is a din d'oraisa. In many ways, we'd be embarrassed for ourselves. I'm not talking in front of others. That's a separate cheshbon that we always have to make. But even to ourselves, we'd be embarrassed of how slowly we say certain things compared to how quickly we rip through benching. And the reason for that is because there's so much that's going on that we have to go take this child here, and we have to go run back to work, and we have to do this, and we have to do that, and we rip through benching. But benching is a din daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa. It's a mitzvah kiyumis daraisa. It is not part of me. It's not az yashir. It's not even shmona esrei, according to many Rishonim. In other words, Shmona Esrei wouldn't dawn on us to rip through Shmona Esrei in such a quick way. But somewhere, for some reason, like the Gemara says, Al Yonim Lamata, V'Tachtonim Lamala, sometimes Birchas HaMazon, which is such an important kiyum, which in of itself is such an important part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's Svarim Kedoshim, the Kaf HaChaim, quotes from the Ariza, that one of the most important parts for a person to have kavana for is in Birchas HaMazon. In fact, Kaf HaChaim quotes Ariza that says that the Ikar Hasagas HaAdam B'Ruach HaKodesh is talui in his kavana and zehirus in all Birchas HaNanin. And the Bnei Yisaschar quotes from the Rambam Mipano that the Ikar Tainug of the Neshama Yisera on Shabbos is Birchas HaMazon. So just it's a point of chizuk. The Mechaber continues, so sheyesh mi'a lo'oznav mashemotzi b'sfasav, a person should hear with his ears what he says with his mouth. He needs to be motzi b'sfasav to pronunciate, and with his lips. L'chatchil, he needs to spell it out with his voice. And that is what we mentioned from the Gemara in Brachos. I think what the Mishnah Brura spells out is quite straightforward. The Mishnah Brura points out that in general we pass in l'chatchila hearers lav k'dibur dami, and therefore, if for whatever reason, a person can't be motzi misvasav bikol, but he still should move his lips. If chaschila a person is an ones or a chola, then he'd be yotze even al yidei hearer. Sif Gimel is a very, very interesting sif. At first glance, the sif almost makes no sense. The Mechaber writes, Yesh mi she'omer de bala bayis im bono v'ishto tzarech levarech b'kol ram k'dei she'yetzu b'virchasa. There are some who say that a bala bayis with his children and his wife needs to say it b'kol ram. So first of all, we just got through saying that he's supposed to say it b'kol ram. So what's this Yesh mi she'omer? What's this Yesh mi she'omer? A. Actually, Rabbi Yamin just asked me today, how do we look at a Yesh mi she'omer? So B is, What exactly are we talking about? If the Balabayis is being motzi, his children, or his wife, remember in those days a lot of people didn't know how to read. My mother said that my grandmother was one of the only in the shtetl that knew how to read. So women would come to her and my grandmother would read for them on Shabbos afternoon from the Tzenu Rena. Tzenu Rena was like a description of the parsha in Yiddish with midrashim and so on. So many people didn't know how to read. So he's being motzi, his wife and children, as Gemara describes, Tavo Olava Me'era, that's a Mishnah, that in those days, that if a woman had to be motzi you, that was because you didn't know how to read, you the man, then that was something that was extremely embarrassing. So it was common for women and children not to know how to read. But if that's so, then why is it Yesh Mishomer? That's what you have to do. So who asks this question? No one less than the Be'er Halacha. And the Be'er Maskel Yesh Mishomer, he quotes the Magen Avraham, already asked this question. I'm Magen Ram Shikshar and Milsa Dabshiti. What's the Yesh Mishomer? Anachin Kamoshatir Sbirkes Yosef and Arshalom. Tahai Mishesh Mishomer. Sphirle Kishitis Rashid Yocholotia Filum Enem Avim Klal Halosho. No. Here the two topics come together. What happens if the two topics, in other words, this issue of being Motzi Sfasov and the topic of saying something that you don't understand. Here's where the two intersect. What happens if you're saying B'kol Ram to be motzi somebody in Lashon Kodesh and they don't understand at all? Oh, so what's the chiddush? So says the Be'er Halacha, if you take a look later on, everybody turn to this, Kuf Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph. If you take a look in Kuf Tzadik Gimel Aleph, you'll see that in Kuf Tzadik Gimel Aleph, it's not poshut to be motzi somebody who doesn't understand. Says the Mechaber, Avlam Echad Yodea, Vesheni Eni Yodea, Mevarech HaYodea, V'yotzei HaSheni, three lines into Kuf Tzadik Gimel Aleph, Im Meivin Lashon Kodesh, El HaSheni Yodea Levarech. Look at the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber's words are that you could be motzi somebody else if they know the language. And the Mechaber continues, skipping the Ramah, Avalam Eina Mavin Eini Yotzi Bishmiya Lichatchila. Someone who doesn't understand can't be Motzi Bishmiya. The logic is that you can't say Shomea Kona on Chinese. It makes sense to say Shomea Kona. Yes, I want to be Mitzdarif to what you're saying. But if I don't understand what you're saying, then there's a shita that holds that Shomea Kona doesn't work. So now it's beautiful. Zok Dehelig Mechaber Yesh Misha Omer. If you're stuck in a predicament where Chas V'Chalila, your wife and children can't read and they don't understand Lashon Kodesh, there are some who say that B'di'evit, in such a situation, you should be motzi them. It's not the L'chatchila. Either they should learn how to read or they should learn what you're saying. Maybe sit and translate to them. And comes along the Mishnah Berurah and therefore says that L'chatchila, and this is what the custom was in Europe, if I'm not mistaken, L'chatchila, you should read, the Baal HaBayis should read slowly and have them say word after him. So then you're going to be Yotze. Because then we said that only according to the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, you're not Yotze if you don't understand you say in Lashon Kodesh. But that's what they used to do. In Europe, they didn't listen. In Europe, what they would do is they would say along. They would say along with the person, even though they didn't read, know how to read, and they didn't know how to say Lashon Kodesh. Why? Because of that, Mechaber and Kuf Tzadik Gimel Aleph. So every word is meduyik. It's mamish tzfasai mishak. It's such a, what seems so difficult, everything is actually meduyak. Yesh misha omer debal bayis and bonav, v'ishto tzarech levarech b'kol ram, kedei sheyetzu b'rechaso, even though that's really problematic. Sivdalid afilu nishtaker, kol kach ad sheni yochol ledaber karo'uy, yochol levarech b'rechasamaz. Some people get confused on Purim. On Purim, Baruch Hashem, there are some who, if they do it right, then they could drink. If they do it wrong, that's also for them to drink. For those who could do it right, so there are people who drink on Purim and they get drunk. So what's the halacha about two things? What's the halacha in regards to tefillah, and what's the halacha in regards to Birchas HaMazon? So in regards to tefillah, what they should do is they should daven before they begin the Seuda. They should daven before they begin the Seuda. L'niyas daiti, even though not everyone agrees with this, I thought the Rav's Mahalach in regards to the mitzvah of shtiyah, that it's betoch ha-su'udah, makes a lot of sense. It's the mashmos of the Rambam, that the mitzvah to drink is dafka betoch ha-su'udah. So there's no reason to daven mincha betoch ha-su'udah, or after su'udah, after one's begun to drink. If one's begun to drink, so then there are a lot of complicated halachas and chelek aleph of Mishnah Berurah about someone who is already drunk. It depends on whether shikrusa shalot and so on and so forth. L'chatchila, one should not drink, should not daven when one has drunk. However, in regards to berachas hamazon, there the halacha is entirely different. That the halacha is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Dal, d'chsiv achat v'sadat v'rachta, v'afil medumdam, pirushen yochol damer karoi, v'savata kadayikle, shematzi kampam, shachasvi ha'odam omen shikur, v'afil achi chiyav to'atar levarech, he has a regular chiyuv to bench. So you don't have to be worried about not drinking because of birchas hamazon, but you do have to be worried about not drinking because of tefillah. All right, we'll stop Bezras Hashem over here.